Chick Publications. Oh, man, don't talk about them. Ouch. Chick Publications, Chick Tracks, okay? This is the first Chick Track, came out in 1972. But this has been recently updated in 2002. So it hasn't, you know, this is what they're still promoting. And I've read almost every Chick Track in their library, and this is indicative of the rest of them. They all teach the same thing. He goes through, this one's called This Was Your Life. This guy dies, and on a TV screen, he's watching all his sins, you know, because he wasn't saved. So God's showing him on this TV screen all the bad things he's done in his life. Which, by the way, if you're unsaved, God will run through your sins with you. He'll judge you according to your works, the Bible says in Revelation 20. Here's the thing. He judged the dead out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. All the people that are saved have already been resurrected by the time you get to Revelation 13. But here we go. He goes through. His name's not in the book of life. He's cast into hell. Everything's fine. I'm with the track up to this point. You know, he's a sinner. He died. He's unsaved. He went to hell. But then it says, this can be your life. Or here's how it could have turned out. He's sitting here with the preacher. And this guy's sweating. And he's saying, of course I believe the Bible. And I'm convinced that I'm lost and going to hell. But what must I do to be saved? What a great question, isn't it? What does the Bible say when they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved? And they said, believe. Okay, but here's what he says. Repent! Surrender your life to Christ. That's works. Give your life to Christ. Okay, that means that my life is not going to be about me anymore. It's going to be about living for God. Works. Works of the law. Works salvation. Yes, it is. Then on the back, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. He's praying. I repent of my sins and acknowledge Jesus Christ. Doesn't even use the word believe in this. Just, I acknowledge him. I repent of my sins and acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Savior. Okay. And then listen to this. Dear Lord, what is your will for me now? This is after the guy got saved, and it's just showing how his whole life changed around and everything. And then it says, the Bible says there's only one way to heaven. Nobody else can save you. Trust Jesus today. Number one, admit you're a sinner. See Romans 3:10. Number two, be willing to turn from sin, parentheses, repent. That's not what repent means. You know the first time the word repent is used in the Bible, God repented? The Lord repented him? They made men out of, I guess God was turning from his sins. Or maybe no, he was just willing to turn from his sins. No. That's not what repent means, but they put here, be willing to turn from your sin, or else you can't be saved. That's your second step. You got to be willing to turn from your sin. Are you willing to turn from all your sins this morning? Huh? You want me to come to each of you personally and run through some sins and say, are you willing to quit doing this? I wouldn't want somebody to come to me that knew me well and bring up all my sins and say, oh, okay, so you're willing to stop that right now, right? You want to never do that again, right? I mean, look, did you know that not tithing is a sin? Oh, I guess you have to be willing to start tithing to get saved. See where this leads? It doesn't make any sense. But see, they pick and choose sins. These are the three that they pick. Drinking, smoking, and fornication. Like those are the three biggest sins or something. Who gave them the right to just pick out a couple sins? Oh, this guy's living with his girlfriend. There's no way he's saved. Oh, but you're saved and you drink. You're saved and you watch porno on your television. You're saved and you don't tithe. You're saved. You come to church once in a blue moon. But he can't be saved because he's living with his girlfriend. You know, you're committing some sins too, buddy. When was the last time you opened your mouth and boldly made known the mystery of the gospel? Hey, if you're letting people go to hell without warning them, that's a sin. God said their blood will be required at your hand. That's a sin. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's a sin. Okay, that's what the Bible teaches in James chapter 4.